News and brief at Press TV, Bahrain's largest opposition party, Al-Wafaq, has slammed a court ruling against its consultative council's president, Jamil Qasim. Al-Wafaq described the sentence as vengeful and politically motivated. Qasim was sentenced to 6 months in prison for criticizing the kingdom's November elections. Another Palestinian infant has died from the recent coal spill in the Gaza Strip. 18-month-old Fadi Qadi is the fourth baby to die from the freezing temperatures. In the past few days, he was living in a caravan with his family after their home was destroyed during Israel's summer war. Oil prices are inching closer to a six-year low after the latest drop in Asian markets. While the latest slide comes after the United Arab Emirates said OPEC would not prevent prices from going down. Saudi Arabia also refuses to reduce supply despite weak demand. The world's largest Islamic university, Al-Azhar, has warned that new cartoons published by the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo will lead to more tension. The Egyptian-based Islamic Research Center says the insulting cartoons of Prophet Muhammad do not serve peaceful coexistence between peoples. Tokyo has approved a record $42 billion military budget for the next fiscal year, beginning in April. Now, this comes as tension has recently increased between Japan and China over a maritime dispute. Both nations claim ownership of three islands in the East China Sea. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and members of her cabinet join a rally against an anti-Islamic movement known as Pegida. Merkel urged Germans not to marginalize Muslims or other minorities. While the event in Berlin also honored the victims of last week's terrorist attacks in Paris. French lawmakers have approved to extend airstrikes in Iraq as part of a U.S.-led coalition campaign against ISIL terrorists, while the vote in the lower house of parliament came just after the country witnessed the worst terrorist attacks in decades last week.